Oh, damn, he made it in. Talk.
Oh, welcome. Episode 31, MLM. If you know, you know. Right to the point, man.
Yeah, just in time.
Wow, he missed the opening.
Bro, by 2 minutes, he's at 7:15. It's 7:18.
What?
Oh. Oh, hold on, we had you muted.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said before 7:20.
You did. What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode of Purposes and References. And let me do this real quick before the music runs out.
Bro,
you got yourself the good one?
Well, that's the only one.
That's such a lie.
No, seriously, that was the only one left.
You made it perfect. You made perfect entrance, actually, because we're about to talk about MLMs.
What's up, guys? I didn't listen to the intro, so I didn't know what was going on. Guys, it's me, Demonic, with the homie Einstein and the homie Z. Just in time. Homeboy came over here in clutch with beers.
Let's get it. You already know.
He got himself the Vicky, Vicky Michelada Chamoy, which is a good one.
You're going to try the Modelo now, though.
I am. And I didn't mix it because I wanted to get the intro song just right.
Oh, my Lord. No, that's why I was like, screw that. I don't want to mix mine. I want to enjoy mine, actually.
Is that right?
What do you think?
That was a terrible sip, so that tastes like shit. So hold on.
You got to get a good sip on that, man. Come on.
What do you think? It's a lot of lip smacking.
It's very clamato.
Right?
I mean, it's not bad. I would rather want other ones, but.
You got to mix it, homie.
Well, it's too late now.
This chamoy, though, this one bussing, though.
Yeah, bro, that one's good.
Yeah, this one's bussing, man. And remember when you first brought it on show, and I was like, nah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, no, for real.
I was like, nah, because you never tried it. I
converted you.
No, it's because when you first gave it to me, you didn't
I gave it to you
it.
Good.
No, you didn't shake it. Oh. So when I tried it, I was like, I don't know, it kind of tastes good. But then when I got it, I was like, I'm going to give it a shot, but I'm actually mix it. And then I was like, damn, this is good, because all the clamato stayed at the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, not the clamato, the chamoy. So I was like, okay, I messed with this one.
And Z's putting nuts in his mouth.
Damn. Hey, Z, did I even get the right ones for you, man?
Oh, perfect.
These are the good ones? You like these?
He likes the... What is that?
You thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
Is that the plain one?
I didn't, actually.
He thought I was going to forget. No.
What kind of nuts are those?
Hey, you can try them. Come on.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nuts?
Come on,
bro. Oh, chili picante.
You're going to get them from the left and right side.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Yeah, let me get both. Guys, let me get both of your nuts. All right, give me some of your nuts.
There you go.
All right, ooh, ready?
Oh, man,
ready?
This is fun. All right, damn, dude.
Hey,
pace yourself, bro.
Damn, I feel like I'm eating croquetas, bro.
Bro, it's the best. You feel like an animal. You're a furry for a moment. Just for a moment, bro.
Damn, these are really hard, dude. What the heck?
That's another fresh.
They're hard nuts. That's why.
God damn, bro. Wait, are they really corn?
I mean, I didn't know corn tasted like this.
Are they really corn?
That's all natural, non-GMO. They come straight from the cob.
You got
picante.
Peel back the layers on
that. I'm going to get some here.
Really hard.
All right, guys, welcome to this episode of ASMR. Today we're going to be eating nuts and beer.
There we go.
Oh, man, it's like raining outside when you guys are listening to us. You just hear the chewing is like rain falling. Okay. Earlier this week.
It's a bunch of eating.
Earlier this week. I had nuts. Now you guys are going to hear the nuts. And it's all for you.
What is the purpose... Or what is an MLM, Mr. Demonic?
Well, since I've been an expert at this for literally the past 3 minutes, it is a corporation, organization. No, I still have a bunch of you guys' nuts right here. Let me finish you guys' nuts first, and then I'll get some more. All right?
I bet.
It is a organization where you pay people to sell stuff, and they recruit more people, and then they pay them, and it's basically a pyramid scheme.
Not bad. Okay.
Like an affiliate.
Okay. Affiliate programs, so
like a blue check mark.
What is MLM stand for?
It stands
for. Or what
for
does it stand for? I guess is better said.
MLM, multiple likes, medicinal.
It means that's really close.
Multi-level marketing. That's what it stands.
That's
for.
Really close as well.
That's literally what it stands for.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Wait, unless I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Okay, I was going to say.
Multi-level marketing has skyrocketed because the economy is so... Well, I mean, first of all...
Amazing.
Black Friday deals, pretty
dude,
good.
Dude, for real, man.
Pretty good.
Bro, I'm trying
except
to get tired,
certain
bro.
Pills that you paid for to get a discount,
all
but
right,
then you
right.
actually read a disclosure and it says you got to pay...
You
got to spend over $120 to get 20% off.
Why don't you send, your complaints to Gorilla Mind... .com. All right, don't send
please
it
sponsor us. You know what? I'm gonna talk to Derek.
I would love for him to sponsor. Yeah,
I mean, he sponsors a lot of people. So we might get sponsored. Bro, if we can get sponsored
by
those pills.
We're live on like five other platforms. Why not, right?
If we can get sponsored by those pills, I mean, well, I'm down. I'll send a message.
Okay.
Yes, blood flow.
So if MLM is starting to take off, well, I mean, they've always been around, but what is a goal of an MLM? I can break down
suckers.
The two, but what do you think?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, it's like the goal of any business, right? It's to make money. But what would you say is the secondary goal? If you have to guess. And by MLMs, if you need any references, there's references and preferences. Like, if you need any ideas to look up, Monet was a hair product line that is basically an MLM. Lululemon at some point was sort of an MLM. You have Herbalife, you have Bang Energy, which is all like clout for clout.
Aren't they already like they're basically getting sued out of existence?
Well, a lot of them are, but
no, Bang for reals, because Monster sued for the whole super creatine.
Oh yeah,
thing. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
So. I mean, I'm not mad at them. They have some pretty good flavors, but to me, I can't drink Bang because it's like it's very, very, very sweet, very, very okay. sweet.
Well, before we get into the criticism of Bang specifically,
okay,
let's talk about
if you ain't banging, you ain't hanging.
Let's MLM. Let's speak of like on broad terms. What is the purpose of an MLM?
Okay, I go first. This guy goes first.
You can go first.
I don't know shit about it, so you go ahead.
Okay, so my understanding of the MLM is pretty much. What these companies try to do is they will literally pay these participants to pretty much just by selling the products that they have. Now, they will tell you, hey, you can bring in more people, you can recruit more people, but it's not strictly emphasized. Like, hey, go for it. More like that's more of a pyramid scheme. You know, those are people that actually want more recruits to actually get into your business.
So if you could clearly define the two main reasons of MLM exist and what their purpose are, what would they be?
To make the top person rich. Top dog rich.
Yeah, to make money.
I mean, because I remember I was about to fall for one a way while ago. It's called...
What was the company's name?
Let me tell you. It's like,
Global?
No, let me look it up right
Primerica?
Now.
Primerica?
No. It was this energy drink.
Liberty Mutual?
Bang.
I'm kidding.
Liberty Mutual.
Geico? I'm kidding.
Hold on.
Apple? These nuts.
Okay. These nuts.
Universal Man. Records.
Dude, how do you eat these things? They're freaking hard as hell.
They're good for your teeth.
Just
bro.
Close your mouth. Close your eyes.
Dude, they're freaking hard as hell.
Hold on. Well, keep on talking. I gotta find it real quick.
If I had to define it into two things, I would say one, to make as much money as possible.
Okay. That's what I said.
Yeah. For the top dog or for any of those early investors. Wink, wink. Or two, become a legitimate company, because they're not technically a legitimate company, especially when they offer financial services like something like Primerica. They do some legal stuff until they can build themselves a reputation.
We were supposed to get a Mercedes-Benz.
So announcing the new Pref and Ref MLM marketing scheme, so you guys can be a part of it. No, but for reals, they usually want to make as much money as possible, and they either exist between 5 to 15 years. That's usually the lifespan of an MLM.
FTX?
Within that time, they want to be able to build legitimacy, create hype around themselves. You could argue that most companies could be considered an MLM.
They would have like all these
but
means.
Really, yeah, what makes them different is that MLMs always consider you a part of the company. You own a part of the company so that you can hustle for them on their behalf.
Yeah, that would make you feel like you're really part of the, and then you're like an owner of it.
This thing right here.
It becomes like a cult.
There you go.
Verve.
Oh, Verve, yeah. The kids all driving BMWs with the Verve stickers on
them. Yeah, that's why
you
right there.
You were part of that?
I was about to be, but then I noticed that they're like, okay, take your pants down. And I was like, after we finish, though, all right? After like, you know, the walk of shame and all that right there, yeah, that's when I'm like, I don't think this is for me.
So here's a couple characteristics of an MLM.
He didn't ask me how my day was. He didn't ask me if it was good.
If you want to work for an MLM, here's how you should start asking questions. If they expect you to pay for the opportunity.
Wait, you
to
never
work
had corn nuts?
No, these are my first time.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder he's like complaining about how hard they are.
Dude, they are, dude. It's like Jesus Christ. It's like real nuts, dude.
Welcome to the club, man. You've been initiated.
Do they like not have corn nuts in like Chicago, or just like
no? I mean, I would look at them in the shelves, and I'll be like, whatever. I mean,
they just never interested you.
No, and so this guy said, like, give me some corn nuts right now. I'm like, I bet. And then I saw the chile picante, and I was like, I bet. Why not?
I love. Which one? I can't say.
Do you like? Do you like this flavor?
Dude, it's one of my favorite flavors. Yeah.
Dude, that's why I got it, because this is the last one. These two were the last ones.
I like the barbecue. I actually like all of them other than original.
If you want to have sugar cubes in your mouth, those are the barbecue ones.
You want more? Oh, no, you got hella
more. Bro, I'm trying not to like sound like a chipmunk eating on here, okay?
It's too late, man. You guys.
You muted it out.
Yeah, I can, but I choose not to.
Okay.
We don't censor ourselves in this podcast.
Can you still hear me or no?
Yeah.
Not until I do the post edit.
Not until he edits out my last comments on the other podcast.
Which one?
The one where I said the.
All right.
Hold on. The one where I said.
Go away. Beep.
The one where I said this word.
Mother.
Is that low for you guys?
Son
that,
of a.
Do you guys hear it?
No, we have a whole production studio. It's almost like we're a real studio for a moment.
Alex is a piece of.
Damn, catch your breath. You good? All that built up anger.
That's what you get, bro.
I almost dropped a couple corn nuts because you said that.
I don't like you, bro. That's what you get, man.
You love me.
Yeah. I'll mess with you, bro.
Okay, so.
So MLM.
MLMs usually require you to purchase whatever the product is that you're selling
exactly for
yourself first.
Like Herbalife.
Like, give an example. Verb or Herbalife.
If Verb, you're welcome, says, by the way, for that headache bang, right there.
If Verb says, hey, if you want to work for Verb, you just have to start with a starter kit. The starter kit involves you paying, I don't know, $150, which normally costs $300, but because you're in this meeting, you pay $100.
I think ours literally like that. We had to buy like a few cases of it. So yeah, it was like
you have to drink some and then sell some.
Yeah, you basically you had to promote it and you had to do all the work, which I think ours was like three. I don't think he has a charger cord for that.
Mm-mm.
No. So you're screwed.
I am screwed.
At least you won't hear that noise.
So I think we had about like five cases of the Verb energy. Oh, shit, we're gonna get sued. That's fine. We have no money. we had about like five cases.
Allegedly,
and I think it was like we got a discount and we just had to pay price, like you know, the cost,
a base price or whatever.
Yeah, and in my head, I'm like, okay, what if I can't sell it? I'm like, I don't want to get stuck with.
And
five
they blame
cases.
You for not being able to sell it. Like, if you're a hustler and you're motivated,
yeah, and then you can do it.
Whatever.
You can buy it on credit, but you still owe them. Yeah. Like, nah, dog, I'm out.
Affirm is for the broke people. Wait, what?
Whoa, dude. Oh, whoa,
what
dude.
What happened? What
dang,
was that?
Dude.
What was
wrong
that?
One.
Damn.
So in most cases, that's what happens, right? So you're talking about Herbalife, Primerica. You expect it to take an exam, a legal exam, right? So you can sell life insurance. You're expected to kind of purchase a few of those. And then every time somebody else gets into the program, they are added to that pyramid under you. And they can get more people in, and you make some more money from it. So as you make more money, the pyramid continues to grow. As long as you're an early adopter, early starter, you'll always make a percentage off of whoever makes sales under you.
And then they promise like these vacations and like meetings and like in the Cancun.
It has to be
like
profitable enough so that whenever they do these meetings to encourage you to keep selling, someone there is able to be a testimonial for that, right? They're supposed to say, "Hey, I started off with like nothing, and now I have a Beamer. I've been on vacation. I have a mansion. Blah blah blah." Something to show that they've made enough money or that they're doing something that's meaningful and worthwhile. But
you want to show off, like you want to be like, "Hey, look at what I did to this person. This could be you."
Yeah, exactly. This could be you situation. The problem is that as time progresses, MLMs become more difficult to detect because now another version of MLMs, you could consider NFTs. You consider like digital currency. You can call it like we have the only pod coin, which is now available.
Now available through our Patreon.
That's a straight up NFT that's cultish. So you don't want to get that.
No, it's very cultish. If you buy one of these NFT, one of these only pods coins, you will be able to reserve a 1 week paid for room here at our studio.
You will find enlightenment within 10 minutes of purchasing one.
You will see how big Z's enlightenment can really be.
And it's...
We bought pills.
Spoiler.
To help you get more enlightened.
It's pretty crazy. So this is what MLMs do. Monet sold hair products to people and expected them to be able to sell those products at a profit
to other people and starter kits. And you would do it through your the freedom and flexibility of your own schedule. You would make as much unlimited potential of money as possible, which is basically any company has unlimited potential as long as you can find enough customers. But they would want you to do all the heavy lifting. They'd give you all the product and the tools to sell it and market it, and you would do. And they have all these crazy claims like you can use this shampoo and you'll cure cancer without saying you'll cure cancer, right? They'll just say like you'll be able to cure any disease. Wink, wink. Not FDA approved. Like all this other stuff, right? Bang Energy used a similar, it was a crappy sports drink, but they just were able to get girls in Miami to.
That's what I was going to say. They're marketing. They knew how to market.
Girls that wanted clout and guys that wanted clout would turn to them and they would have this little structure where, hey, when they use your code, you get a kickback. Every time they purchase a case or whatever, you'll get cases.
I'm not going to lie though. Like, weren't they the first ones to, want some of the first, Bang, wasn't Bang some of the first to like introduce zero sugar, zero dyes?
No. But they were one of the most successful at making you believe that they were.
I don't know. All I know is that I don't remember Bang. And then out of nowhere, Bang blew up. And then I started seeing people like copying like, oh, the zero sugar, like the 300 milligrams of caffeine and all this and all that. Like, because yeah. Monster didn't have Reign. Reign came after Bang. You know, like, I don't know.
They were raining on Bang's parade.
Exactly. You know, so I can see why Monster went after them, you know, because like they're like, hey, you know, why don't we can, you know, monopolize all this company right here, all this right here. But like, I don't know. I kind of feel I could be completely wrong, but I feel like they were like some of the first like you know make it popular, like the whole zero sugar and all this and all that.
No, they made having people that are good looking,
and then they said they have like 100 like super creatine, right?
The super creatine. That's why Monster sued them. Yeah.
That's where they messed up.
Yeah.
I think I chipped my tooth.
They were smart. I mean, they sent that stuff down to the lab, and they saw that there's literally zero creatine in there. So it's like, holy cow, you know? I'm not hearing myself, so.
Yeah, I know. You need to talk like more into the mic.
I'm sorry. It's because I don't have the headset on. Hold
it. If you can, like, deep throat it, please.
Is this better?
No, way better.
Gator.
Oh, shit.
Okay, guys, so what I was saying.
Well, my socks just came off. Okay, so so that's the point, though. Every company that comes up with this structure, they prey, and usually they make prey on the weak, or the non, the young and elderly is usually what they approach in order to make money. Like Primerica was very popular because they seemed to choose their target market of older people. Bang, on the other hand, was all about high schoolers that were coming out of high school and that wanted to make money. I can work at McDonald's, or I could sell energy drinks and hang out and party with all these people. And I can make millions of dollars, which is not true for them. You know, the ones that were making millions of dollars started in the very beginning, and they're making profit off of you and them. And then,
I mean, unless you're sponsored by them, you're making.
Yeah. Other than that, you're just going to the parties and spending your hard-earned money.
Right. You, have to pay to get in.
Like freaking Brad Castleberry, dude, the guy that weighs that.
Bro, he is all natural. I don't care what you say.
Fake liver
can
weigh.
No, don't even go
fake
there.
Weights,
he
man.
Can curl those 1,500 pounds.
No,
I will fight you any day, bro.
No, he
is all natural, real weights. Don't look at the fact that the weights in the background are all circular and his are all hectagon, okay? Look at that.
His sweat becomes corn nuts. Everyone knows that, too.
Lightweight, baby. All right.
All natty, bro. NA gang, bro. NA gang.
All right. Yeah. Don't look at the fact that all of his weights in every single gym video he's been to are literally the exact same and the ones around him are different. All right. Yeah. That's just how strong he is.
It's part of the aesthetics.
It's a coincidence. You don't think about coincidence.
You don't. Someone called him out. Kenny. Kenny called him out.
Kenny KO?
Like, yeah, Kenny KO. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Let's go. So Kenny KO freaking called him out. He's like, why is it that your weights are always different? And they're always the same exact same video, but everything in the background is the same. It's actually to get the better view of the camera angle. Because you got him at the expo, and that's when he actually ended up seeing him there. He's like, bro, Casper, he didn't know what the hell. He was just going, you know right. This freaking pose. It's good.
Right. Shirts off, pants down. That's the saying.
That was embarrassing.
Here's an attached topic. Whenever you bring up a topic to the Liver King,
oh my
Kenny
God.
KO,
Liver King, bro.
About something being real, are your abs real? Did you ever work out your abs? It's the same thing that happens when you go up to an MLM and ask them, how do you make your money? They divert attention away. How do you know that these profits are real?
They'll ask you a question. So ask me, for example.
Hey, are your abs real? Because they look, when do you work them out? How do you get them so big?
Oh, let me ask you a question. How do you lift?
Well,
they'll ask you like a stupid question like that. You know, they'll be like, How do you breathe? Breathe. How do you breathe air today?
It's like, where would you like me
to hit
you?
The number one thing is, like, why do you care so much? Focus on yourself.
They'll always answer it with another question.
If I was on roids, which, guys, I definitely am. If you can see me right now, it is so small.
Yeah, this guy's hella
so
buff.
Small. It's like non-existent. It's like tic-tac.
He got that 1-inch girth gain.
Boom. Boom. All right. But, like, if I was on roids and all that, I'll be honest about it. Like, what's the point? Like, it's like, there's nothing to be like. I get it. You're trying to be like all quote unquote natural and this and that. But like, no, if you're taking roids, bro, just say it, man. Like, you know, oh, you're giving me someone where you're nuts.
Come on, bro, get someone nuts, man. Yes, sir.
But I guess, you know, like, I get it that people sponsor you because, you know, they think you're natural and like they don't want to seem like they're pushing, you know,
their lies, their money, yep, bro.
Exactly. All these steroids and all that. But, you know. It is what it is.
Get that bang energy in you.
I mean, does it really matter if they're fake or not? The fact that they look healthy, that they talk about, you know, eating good, even though they're not doing any of that stuff, is that really a bad thing?
It actually is, because if you're like freaking like bodybuilder size, where you're like 300 like pounds, like King, pure muscle,
the Liver King is like,
yeah, like that's actually pretty bad, because now that you start getting into those, like into those, you may look healthy, you may look strong, but now you have like all kinds of muscle on you that like it's literally crushing your lungs. Same thing as, you know, obese people, like, you know, all that weight is still crushing your lungs. Like it could either be fat or muscle. Like you're still getting crushed, you know, with all that like tremendous weight. You know, that's why a lot of people, like, that's why you see a lot of bodybuilders, like they can't breathe. You know,
you know, Fat
like,
Joe is still called Fat Joe even though he's not fat anymore. Oh, never mind. He's pretty big, but he's not fat.
He's not fat anymore?
Isn't
that his rapper name, though?
I looked up a picture of him earlier, and I'm like, oh, never mind. I just remembered.
He's still pretty fat.
But he's not Fat Joe anymore, but they still call him Fat Joe.
I didn't even know he was still alive. I thought that guy was dead already.
What, dude? That guy's been around.
He's like Mike Jones. Like, ever since Mike Jones got skinny, he started losing
his rapper. Dude, he has an Xbox 360. We're like an Xbox One generation. He's still playing Xbox 360. He's playing Madden 03.
He's still on freaking Kick.
Because he doesn't want to do the in-game
purchases.
He's waiting
for his Kick Messenger to freaking pop up his notifications.
How come no one has me on MySpace anymore?
8004. Hit Mike Jones up on a loan because Mike Jones about to blow.
Just like OT Genesis. He was freaking waiting for his Kick Messengers. Once he got out of jail, he was like, holy crap.
He's like, what's that?
He's like, damn, all these baddies from 2013 hitting me up.
I was throwing it back not so long ago, later. Like listening to all this music that I used to listen to, and just watching their cell phones, the cell phones they were advertising.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God, oh my God, dude, for real.
I don't care.
The
who
Boost
you
Mobile, the Sidekicks, man.
The
sidekicks, that was pretty cool.
It was most like,
bro, in school, if you had a Sidekick, bro, you were considered pretty cool.
The LG chocolate. Remember those?
Yeah, all the girls around.
I had it. I had the mint. The green mint. I had the mint.
So
I had the mint, and then I even had the juke. Remember the juke?
Oh yeah, the
I tried to forget
juke,
that.
Bro. The small ass little thin paper like almost pencil one. Yep.
Yo, how about that brick? That Sony Ericsson, dude. You could toss that at a teacher, and you'd be like, I don't know how that happened.
How about when the
that thing vibrates? It just looks like a bomb is going on. An earthquake's happening.
When the Galaxy Note came out, the first Note, back like in what, 2010, I think. 2010.
We were literally talking about this not so long ago. How Apple, well, like you came out with the Touch, the Apple Touch or whatever, and then the iPhone came out after that. We're like, everybody was like, holy shit, something touchscreen. Like what?
For real?
Like,
man.
Damn.
It was new. It was a new thing back then.
Bro, I remember when the Razer first came out. That shit was crazy. I was like,
it's so thin. How does it work?
Yeah, literally, like I remember. Like my dad got us Razers, and we had Razers, and mine only lasted a week because I'm an idiot, and I got in trouble when my dad broke in front of me. But still, like,
damn. I was like my dad.
That's the days when you would record your music on the radio, so you could have it as a ringtone.
Those are the days you paid for ringback tone for 5 seconds. You paid $8 more than the album itself was worth, just so you can have like, yo, it's Mike Jones, and then
and that's it.
Instead of the ding ding ding,
you heard the story.
And then also instead of the
how did they choose that song? I don't.
And
I
then instead of the like when you call somebody, instead of the it was actually the song.
I know. That's ringback tone. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to have a Little Rob is mine.
Little Rob, dude.
Little Rob.
You rolled like that, dude.
I rolled like that. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, man. He was really rolling.
I give my phone out like crazy just because I wanted to make that purchase worth it. I'm like, yo, put it up on the wall. Put it up on like telephone poles. Just call if you want need a friend, and just like nobody would call. I'm like, damn.
Jeez.
What a good.
You're like, why is somebody gonna call?
For real. Come on, JJ, get some more.
I remember that people. Man, dude, the member berries right now, dude. The memory's coming in. Do you remember there was a time where if you had a Sidekick, you were considered like the coolest person. But then if the person had a BlackBerry, you were like a level cooler than the person with the Sidekick.
I always
the BlackBerry. Because they were the premium. They were like top of the top.
I think that's like more your area. Because in our area, if you had a BlackBerry, you were considered one old person.
Nah, dude.
That's like we thought like
a
like,
BlackBerry with some. Oh my God! What are they called? New Balance. You were the man, bro.
or the HTC.
Your dad was a lawyer.
The new HTC back in the day when the HTC came out.
Oh yeah,
it was like right. We were neck to neck with BlackBerry. It was like because you had the front facing speakers with the Beats audio. Oh my God, it was
dude!
Like,
wow. There's always segregation, dude. Because somebody had like a. I remember somebody had
or the kids
a Nokia. They had a Nokia, and that kid got made fun of so bad. I'm like, dude, it was better if you didn't have a phone. Like,
I remember a few kids having.
It's better if you used the paper.
I remember a few kids having a Zune, and they were outcasts,
bro.
Oh, the Zune kids, it's gonna pop off. I'm like, no, it's
how
not.
About, how about all the kids
that Zune was so dead, dude?
Yeah, literally since the launch, dude, it was not even good. God.
How about all the kids that would walk into school with the Beats Audio by Dr. Dre? They were like so freaking cool. It's like, oh, look at me with my Beats. Like,
they were cool, man.
The girls would walk in with their purple Beats, and the guys with the red ones. It was like, wow. It's like, Jesus.
And then you have the fake one has a D instead of a B.
I know, right?
It's all backwards.
That's the one trend I can say I happily never fell into. I never got the whole Beats thing.
I got the Beats one.
I actually did.
I got the mini ones. You can always thought like people have the mini, the skinny Beats, and they have
the
big over ones.
The ears, yeah. The over the ears. Yeah, I had. I actually got the over the ears.
I was always and still am a diehard Skull Candy. That's me right there.
You can still find them at Dollar Tree.
Exactly,
they're still available.
Five Below.
Yeah, dude. Dude, kids are so harsh with each other, bro. Because I'm trying to remember. I'm like, dude, even now as an adult, like, no one ever tells you nothing. If you have an iPhone 11, adults look at you and be like, whatever, who cares? But a kid will be like, dude, check out his phone.
You couldn't shop at Payless or else it was the end of you.
Bro, you know Payless is out of freaking...
Oh, yeah, they're bankrupt, right?
Yeah, I know. I remember going there and trying to buy, like, their whole section off. Like,
bro. Did you guys see the work boots? Did you guys see what Payless did, though? So what Payless did, they were trying to prove a point on how people...
Did they get canceled?
They didn't get canceled. They were just trying to prove a point on how people would literally just buy a name, like a brand. So what they did was they named it some, like, Swedish name, like Swarovski, something like that.
Some like foreign name.
Yeah, and they went to the mall.
First of all, if you're going to Payless, you probably can't pronounce that. Like,
and they all put it in the malls, right? So and they had people, and they said it was a grand opening. So they had a big-ass line of people, like, waiting to get in there. And all the Payless logos, they switched it for this specific name. So they had these bottles coming in, right? All these bottles.
Yep.
And they're like, so what do you think about this specific brand, whatever? Let's just say Swarovski. What do you think of Swarovski? Well, I think it's really good. Do you think it's worth the price? I think it's definitely worth the price. The quality.
That's stupid.
And everyone was saying it's a freaking Payless.
Bro,
yeah, they're saying I think it should be more. Exactly.
That's stupid. Just put the models in the Payless and you get the same reaction.
Bro,
the models would change everything.
Bro, I remember. Yeah. I remember if you were champion, you were made fun of because champion was
considered a bad thing back in the
day.
Now
exactly.
It's like, oh, you have champion? Okay,
yeah.
Cool, I mess with you.
I remember I had champion shoes and I was all happy because they were comfortable as shit. And like
we missed
they were making fun of them. I'm like, I don't care.
All
right.
Yeah. It was like it was all about Foot Locker back in the day. It's all about Foot Locker. If you didn't have Foot Locker, it's like, what are you? Shoe Carnival.
And then they made came to Shoe Palace and I'm like, dude.
For real.
Caesar's Palace. Dude, that was crazy, man. How kids are like that. I remember everybody had Jordans for a minute, and I just barely bought my first pair when I was a kid, and everyone has switched over to the Vans craze. And I was like, what, dude? Like, yeah, they're way cheaper. They're more durable. I'm like, you don't even skate, dude. Like, what are you doing with these shoes on?
That was my thing. I'd always
get skater
shoes. The skater
phase took over, dude.
I would always get the skater shoes. They were just so comfortable. Like I forgot what the Payless brand.
Dude, what do you have, narrow feet, dude? They're the most uncomfortable shoes in the world, dude.
But, I mean,
the Converse and the Vans are so tight.
Not the Converse. You have boots. Not the Converse style Vans. I can't wear those, but I'm talking about like the actual skater, like the actual skater shoes, like the
low profile ones.
No. I'm not talking about like the low profile Vans.
Dude, his feet
like
fit in Cinderella slippers, dude. Like they're so tiny, like you can't.
You
have tiny feet, bro.
Or whatever.
I'm looking at his feet. He looks like he has pretty decent.
That's what
feet.
I'm saying. He has nice tiny feet. Like
that's not tiny, bro. He's like a solid 10, bro. What you talking
he's
about?
Solid 10. He's a 9.5, bro. Don't,
what are you?
Don't give
are
him
you?
10 and a half, 11.
Look at his. Big
feet,
bro.
Because he's wide feet, that's why. Wide,
he has
tiny feet.
He has a pretty big feet.
These right here. These are the ones that I wear.
Let me see.
That style.
Damn, bro.
Oh, okay.
I know a guy that would deadlift with that in the gym, and I'm like, oh,
those are the best.
Hey,
they're flat.
Many of those will
actually
it's either shoes off or if you don't want
to. If you're
going to
wear that, take your shoes off.
If you don't want to get like ring worms or anything like
that. For those people that are just listening, you showed me a, what is it?
This is a, these are DC.
DCs, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like that style shirt.
You should have won Marvel, dude. You messed up. You messed up.
DCs are pretty good, man. I had DCs. They're like fat ass shoes. I remember those.
Yeah, that's the kind that I would always wear right there.
Like, it was like you're ready to kick somebody on the curb.
I mess with the DCs.
Yeah, I could never do Vans, stuff like that. My girlfriend girlfriend bought me a pair of Vans.
I never wear Vans. I just did not like they.
They hurt.
They look like pantuflas, and they were just way too flat for me.
Dude, it sucks. I love the way like Converse looked and how they were inexpensive, but I could never wear them because my feet would hurt because they were so wide. I'd have to wear like swamp shoes.
Wait, what size shoes are you?
I'm 11. Wide.
And you're talking shit about my feet? I'm 10, 11.
That's tiny.
10 and a half, 11.
I tower over
that's
you.
That's 11. It's the same shit as you.
I tower over
you,
like a
bro.
Quarter inch. It looks like
two of my feet on top of yours.
He's a quarter of a quarter of a quarter of an inch, and he's talking shit.
And that makes a big difference, trust me. A quarter inch makes a big difference, bro. If someone stabs you a quarter inch, you're like, ow. But if someone goes all the way in, that hurts, bro. Distance matters.
Quarter inch, not really. You'll feel the impact. You'll be numb. You'll be full of adrenaline. You ain't gonna feel shit. Not at that point. Trust me.
DC.
I've been stabbed in the leg before. So.
Yeah? By you or who?
No. Glass.
Did your dog come up? Like,
glass at
Bulldog
Chase
Bank. Okay. Anyways.
JP Morgan, homie.
JP Morgan.
When I had that incident. Seriously, I did.
If you're a kid, you don't remember that.
Dude, look at this freaking scar, homie. Look at this scar.
I'm so surprised.
Look at the scar. What happened right there, and it happened right here, and my freaking leg, and I have a couple stitches in my head.
So what happened?
So I went to JP Morgan, Chase, right?
Batman was fighting crime.
I was 9 years old. I went with my mom. I was playing tag with my sister. And we were just literally playing tag. And I decided to run around. And I went to the revolving door. I pushed the revolving door just because it's a revolving door. You know, I pushed it. All the glass fell on top of me. All of it.
This is why you're a multimillionaire.
And, you know.
That manager got fired because of him. I want you to know.
You know, and it's funny because with that simple thing, so many things could have happened.
Could have
happened. Could have been a billionaire. Could have done a big lawsuit.
He's like, could have owned
a fat lawsuit.
You could have been Mr. Morgan.
Literally. I could have been what Mr. Z was trying to be here back in his day.
Right.
You could have owned Wells Fargo because nobody wants that.
And you could have been Elon right now.
I literally could have, man. And it sucks because it's like my parents did not do anything. They were just like, just pay for his bills and we'll be good. And I'm like, wow.
Damn.
Even the lawyers were like, what?
9 year
old?
Yeah,
they were literally like, wow, what? That's it?
9 year old you?
We can sue their asses for you. And they're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, okay, whatever. I wasn't
you
the
guys
age.
Are good people, man.
There was a meme not too long ago where it was like a Target or a Walmart or something like that, and it was like during hurricane season.
Yeah,
and like there was a dude standing underneath the A, and they're all like, I'm waiting for my paycheck, and the A is like almost like dangling off like from a corner.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh shit, bro, you could have been set.
I pretty much could. I mean, there was many times that I could have been set. Like when I bought all those bitcoins and I spent it on a freaking ice cream. I had 50 bitcoins. Right, and I decided to buy a pizza, and a couple chips.
At least you got two pizzas out of it.
And I told the guy, I'm like, I don't have enough. I was like, what, 12 years old at that time, 13, and I'm like, I don't have enough, but I have Bitcoin. He was like, that fake money? Yeah, send it over.
And so you made him rich.
And I sent it over to him, and I stayed with around 5 bitcoins at that time.
You should
have
pulled
your
hair back and then given him.
And, yeah, I mean, he gave me the stuff, right? I gave him the cash, whatever I had left, and the Bitcoins that I sent him. At that time, Bitcoin was worth, like, nothing. Not even I think it was worth, like cryptocurrency-wise, it was worth, like, $1, right? I sent it over to him, and I kept around 4 or 5 Bitcoins. I never found those Bitcoins. That phone where I had that wallet in, I never found it.
Damn. It's almost like it never happened, huh? And almost like it never existed.
Pretty much. It
damn,
pretty much
so
it.
You're back to owning like $4 in Bitcoin.
You're down to being a normal human
pretty
being.
Pretty much,
like the rest
yeah.
Of
and it gets me pissed. I'm like, wow. Like, there was so many opportunities. And I was like,
Well, why don't you start an MLM then? Why don't you start the next Herbalife?
I heard something about that. That there's this dude that owns like 300 in Bitcoin, but he can't access his wallet because.
Yes, I told you that actually. I told you that.
Did what? You?
Yeah.
Is this in
so
a dump or
there's this rich dude up in Dubai, and he pretty much has over $300 million worth of bitcoins that he forgot his password.
There you go.
And
yep.
He forgot his password, and he literally even reached out to Anonymous. Even Anonymous couldn't
hack into it.
They took all his money, dude.
Like, Anonymous couldn't even break into it and break the code. He told him, look, if you can break to this, I will literally give you half. Whoever can actually crack the code, I'll give you half. No one has been able to actually crack the code to get the $300 million. So right now, he only has one chance. Whoever breaks that chance, meaning that one time to break the code, you're screwed. The money, it'll just disperse right back into the blockchain.
Oh, damn.
So he's just
so
kinda,
he's at his end of how many times you can enter the password.
Yeah, he entered so many freaking times that it'll pretty much throw back the money back within three tries. He tried once with Anonymous. He tried another time with another random group, and now he only has one chance.
That sucks.
So it's
sucks that you can't like go to your national bank and be like, "Hey, homie, this is me."
Yeah,
you
can't do that.
But you take your Chuck E. Cheese coins and this get out of here.
This is why I don't mess with fake money. So
it's crazy, man. But
so, what do you think about FTMO?
FTMO? What do you think?
It's a very legitimate company that kind of acts like an MLM.
I don't know. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know about FTMO?
Oops, sorry. To work for ATMO, FTMO, you need to pay to take an exam.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm deal. Let's go.
You need to pay to take an exam.
Let's do it.
And then you don't get any money back.
Let's do it.
Until
you
invest.
Don't get any money back, or you do get money back.
They're gonna sleep with my wife. Let's do it right now, bro.
You're
go.
So drunk already.
I don't think you get any money back, right? Right when you take the test.
So if you pass the test, you get your money back. If you don't pass the test, well, you're screwed.
You get it. You get it immediately.
You'll get it directly deposited the next following business day.
Why don't you just call your credit company and be like, "Hey, even if you fail the test, be like, hey, they stole some money."
One of the questions is like, if tomorrow was Wednesday and Thursday was last week, what color would the sky be on a pizza? You're like, what?
What color am I underwear right now? You're like, what?
Let me ask a question instead. Let me ask a question already.
All right, go.
I ran out of questions, actually.
Okay. So yeah. It's fake. It's a fake company then, right?
I wouldn't say it's a fake company. I think FTMO is a legitimate company. I don't even know why we're talking about this, bro. Nobody even knows what the hell is FTMO.
I thought they trust FTMO.
If you guys know what FTMO is, those who are big into trading, FTMO is a type of company that they will literally fund you money if you're actually willing to prove to them that you are a good trader. So if you know how to trade and you know actually predict the market, they will actually trade you and I'm sorry, not trade you. They would actually fund you up to $200,000
of someone else's money.
Of their money,
Their money that they took from someone.
Why would you say that it's someone else's money?
Because it's someone else that paid to take the test and failed.
That doesn't mean anything. It's just like you're going to get a CDL license, and you failed. So they're paying you with someone else's money.
So Herbalife, would you ever join Herbalife?
It's the same thing with a CDL license. It's the same thing when you're gonna go get a driver's license. It's the exact same thing. So you cannot go off that BS. Okay. So every other place says that. This is just a hedge fund company that if you're willing to prove to them that you can actually trade, they would fund you the money. But, of course, these tests are not easy. So if you're actually willing to pass these tests, they would actually fund you the $200,000, and you will actually have a margin of $200,000 to actually trade with them. And throughout the as long as you're being profitable without the months, they will actually fund you up to $1 million. Of course, it's not going to take 6 months. It's going to be something more like around 3 years to do, and you'll be able to actually manage up to $1 million, of course, right? But, yeah, I mean, that's the scopes of FTMO. But, yeah, if you guys have any other questions, definitely join on the guest queue.
We got the affiliate queue right there, so you can join the MLM. Business opportunity.
There you go. Boom.
So, anyways, move away from that. Have you ever dealt any? I know there was a company called Emporio Global, which was mainly South American.
Why do you say like, hey, you want anymore?
Say like what? Global?
No. I can't finish this, man.
Yeah, you can.
This is a lot.
Not right now. You finish the rest of it later. Trust me.
I bet.
Emporio Global is a company. Okay. It's a company.
You aren't saying it like that, bro.
Well, okay. How do you say it?
It's Emporio Global.
That's what I said.
You're saying the global emperor.
Emporio Global.
That's pretty much what you're saying in Spanish.
The global empire.
The global emperor.
No. Global empire.
What's the difference between an empire and an emperor?
An empire is like a country, a nation.
Yeah. And an emperor is one person.
But I feel like Emporio Global is
like
person.
Like Tyre Emporio Empire
is a
It's an entire empire.
Like Tire Empire has an empire selling
because,
tires.
Because Emporio Global, they claim that they're everywhere. So yeah, you're right.
They're trying to be an empire.
Yeah, it's true. So they'll be
fake people
an
stealing
empire.
Their money.
Yeah, pretty much. No, they're straight up a pyramid scheme, bro. Like no one knows who the hell the CEO is. I've actually joined one of the meetings. So this company, what they do is
allegedly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what they do is. If you
it was nice knowing you, by the way. I feel like you're gonna be on Gore.com.
Yeah, the cartel's gonna show.
Hey, you guys better back me up here. What I'm about to say here, right?
I don't know this guy.
You guys better back me up. Come
on, Funky Town is banned in my iPhone.
Hell
no,
you
can't. I can't listen to that.
Hell no.
He's all right. Looking at all the doors.
I'm looking at all the doors, man. I'm freaking.
All that money never came back for a reason.
I'm freaking out right now, man.
Bro,
I don't know if I'm not sure.
Bro,
if I should
this
talk
gun
about
that
this.
I have is for my protection.
Man, I'm gonna be using that, man. You better give me them freaking Glocks right now, man. Jeez. Anyway, so I'm gonna do it just like Chalino Sanchez, you know, when he was given that death note.
It's
and
Chalino Sanchez.
There you go. Boom. Chalino Sanchez.
Chalino.
Anyway, so pretty much what. Wait, what were we talking about here? Emporio Global, right?
Jesus. We're talking about Emporio Global, which was an was an MLM company that still, well, was around.
Okay, yeah, so.
And stole lots of money from family.
Exactly.
From people that we know.
So
from other people.
What Emporio Global does is they were gathering and they were having these types of host meetings. How do you type of those type of host meetings that they would actually like give
were,
that encouragement speech?
They were sales meetings. They were trying to encourage them to continue selling, continue convincing
yeah,
other people.
They were pretty much be like, this is how do you say it? Like una bendición? How do you say that in English? Alex?
A blessing.
They would be saying like, "This is a blessing from God, and we're the chosen ones, and we should take a provecho of this situation." How do you say that?
That sounds like an Andrew Tate
opportunity.
Meeting.
Yeah, exactly. So let's
alpha,
take
alpha meetings.
let's take an opportunity of this situation and get money and get rich and rule the world. They would literally say that type of stuff, right?
Well, yeah, that's why they called Empire.
Up, wrong way.
And I would literally actually call these guys out because I was invited to one of these Zoom meetings. I was like, all right, let's see what's the fuzz about.
Bro, you have him at your house. Do you care about your cats?
Damn.
They're going to skin your cats.
Yeah, they were going to skin your cats. You're going to end up on funkytown.com, bro.
Okay. All right. So you were one of those meetings, and what happened?
So, yeah, so I went to one of these meetings, right?
He was like Alex Jones in Bohemian Grove. That's how this dude was right here.
They're very convincing.
Pretty
but
much.
Not as much seeing.
So, yeah, I went to one of these meetings, and I asked a question, because if anyone has questions, you know, I raised my hand, and I told them.
Hey, why do you look dumb?
How do you guys make your money? I asked them, how do you guys make your money? Because you guys didn't explain me. You guys just said that this is a good opportunity. This is una bendición from God.
And is that why you have all those cars?
And, yeah, these guys will be pulling up on freaking Rolls Royce, you know, freaking... McLaren's.
Because every one of you
Corvettes.
Guys donated $50,000.
You know,
they bought it the next day.
And then they're like, we make money on behalf of the people. And then one of them stopped them. And they're all like, talk to this guy. And he'll tell you how it works.
After this meeting.
They
never answer in front of everybody.
And they did not answer in front of anyone. And I was like, wow. I tried talking to the guy.
He ghosted you. He's like,
and
you think that was something?
Dude, I did, bro. I heard a noise. I'm like, damn.
Homeboy scared over here, man.
Dude.
That's some real cartel you're dealing with, though.
Dude, you never know, man, honestly. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
The thing with what I'm saying is a couple of guys that I actually know personally myself, they literally invested $100,000 with these guys. And within 6 months, this is what they claim, within 6 months, your money will double, right? So they would invest $100,000. And their money actually doubled within 6 months without them doing nothing, all passive income. They got $200,000, and they're like, holy cow, this is legit. So then they started telling other people, boom, that's how Ponzi scheme works, by the way. But then they started telling other people, and these people started investing, and then these people started investing, right? So then next thing you know, this guy that I actually knew, I still know, he's not dead or anything.
Not yet.
Yeah, I know, right? He invested like $200,000,
$300,000.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine, bro. He has
sure?
all his money and whatnot.
And his legs, his limbs.
His wheelchair is pretty nice. So I'll blink
I know,
out.
Right? But what I'm saying is...
And the tube that he drinks and eats out of looks nice, too.
This dude literally made around $400,000 just by literally doing nothing and just giving the money. But I asked him, like, what are you guys investing this money on? What are you doing? Like, this money can easily be the cartel using this money, or it could be literally for anything. You guys have no idea.
Like, come here, Mijo. What'd you say to me?
They're like, oh, we're investing in this specific coin. I'm not going to say the coin for safety reasons.
Allegedly.
Let's say that the money, the coin is called C-Coin. They're like, look, We're investing it into this C-coin. And this C-coin, right now, it's worth 0.48%.
Imagine, like, the coin that should call, like, lowercase C-coin.
Damn, we got the wrong one.
I know, right? So they were saying that this coin is worth 48 cents. And I'm like, okay, show me, okay, in the stock market or in the foreign exchange market where it's at. That's how you know it's legitimate. If it's not there, or it's not on Binance, or it's not on Coinbase.com,
this coin is so legitimate that it doesn't appear there because they don't want us to be successful.
And I told them that. I'm like, show me where this coin is actually on this on any market, for I can see the actual.
So my Snapchat story.
For I can see it in the graph. For I can actually make any. You know, let me just see it. And none of them were able to answer me that question. And only brother, because this is BS. It's not real. Like, why are you scamming people about this? I'm like. How are you going to drive the price of that if it's not even the freaking market?
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you tell stories, you're braver after, like, when you're telling the story after it happened than when in the moment? Because in the moment, I'd be like, are you sure that's real? And then afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I told him. It ain't real.
I told him, let me see the paperwork.
You're going to jail, buddy.
In reality, you're like, I believe you.
Well, the thing is that a couple years later, these people actually started getting death threats. Believe it or not, they started getting death threats from
all the good people do.
From the apparently from the cartel from Mexico.
Hey, we want to scam people
and
too,
they,
bro.
And they tell them, like, yo, you guys better give us our money. If you guys don't give us our money, something's going to happen.
And then, like, we're going to close doors.
They literally started giving back all the capital that people started giving back to these people. They literally started giving
not all the capital.
They've been sending all the capital back. Literally all the capital back. What they originally
do the people that we know, did they get their money back?
They have not.
Okay.
But they are on that list though, apparently.
Yeah,
so
there's always
lists.
Yeah, all the way in the bottom.
And this is how you know they actually are, because each name there would be like random name. They would say David Cortez. Here's his wallet ID.
Hey, why are you saying it like that?
He invested his $100,000 or $50,000. And this is the wallet ID this is proof that we actually sent back his money. And there's a big ass list where they send all the money back to all these people.
Maybe we need to start an Emporio Cobalt 2.
We should, man.
Because those people bought into it so quickly without even asking any questions. I was surprised that in the whole meeting, there was not a single person that was like, hey, what product are you actually selling to make money? Nobody asked the question. Nobody asked the same question. Everyone was like, "You want to miss out? Do you guys want to miss out? Or do you want
to
be rich?"
I was telling you to say freaking question. You didn't say nothing, man.
I was trying to talk to the guy after.
He has dogs and cats, bro. He has something to go home to. Okay?
I have people that depend on me.
I have a bird.
If I go missing, who's going to feed
cats.
That cat?
I have three. I have four cats and two dogs.
But you're here in California.
Whoa.
Yeah. Who do you think is taking care of them? My parents.
The cartel members.
He comes back, and they're just skeletons. Like, what happened?
They're beheaded.
Oh, you had cats? Like, dude, what? Did you ever go into the room at all?
Can you pass my phone real quick? My phone's right there. Thank you.
It's been ringing the whole time. Freaking the cartel members, like, been calling them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like this episode you're putting on. Hey, can we meet tomorrow? I know. No need. I'll go to where you live. I know where you live.
I'm gonna meet you tomorrow. No cops.
I'll send my construction people over to meet you. Dude, what, for what?
I hope you like being a foundation.
I hope you like conduction.
You said you wanted to be a part of something great.
You wanted to be
my house is really great and big.
He's just like Han Solo. He's just like right there on the wall.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow, this art looks so realistic. I know, man. This guy thought he was gonna get away with this. Like, wait, what? Oh my god. That's not even how they sound, right? Because they sound all educated now.
Probably.
I'm doing the Cholo voice because that's what I remember. I've been so out of touch with the cartel.
ever since Ozark, you don't remember how they sound anymore. There's no more new seasons.
I just know never to make fun of people calling them rednecks when you're in that part of town because they'll cap you. And then, you know, even the send people after. It's too late now. The FBI likes to fly fish. That's all I learned. I learned a lot of things. Never go fly fishing with a DA agent because you never know, bro.
This is why if there's somebody attractive trying to get at you, all right, always don't be afraid to ask. You know, if you're a cop, you have to
just remember what accounts did I join on Discord? Like, what servers am I a part of? Like, start asking questions. Like, this is good. This person's a 9, and I'm walking around as a 3. What did I?
He needs to take a call from a cartel member.
What am I a part? Yeah. Hey, Mr. Einstein, you think you're so clever, huh? Telling stories over here. I told you never to say my name.
you clearly said David.
There's only one Cortez. There's only one Cortez in this town, man.
and you just said mess with the wrong one. There's only one.
I'm not we're so smart ass remark. He's yeah. like, you don't know where we live. You're just out of yourself.
Oh, do you like quicksand?
This one's not that quick.
I'm inviting you to play with it, man. Come on. It's just like Legos. You're going to be chitting bricks. Oh, my God, dude. Cartel is fun to make fun of, but they just don't have a sense of humor. That's the problem.
They're right there skating you alive. You're like, you guys can't take a joke?
Bro, dude. Then they Funky Town on.
For real. It's like, these guys, they do not take jokes, honestly. Like,
stop looking at the door.
Bro, I got to look, man.
I'm so glad my back isn't to the windows.
It's so literally glad. On the freaking windows here. So I gotta be looking, man. Now I got me spooked up right here.
Hey, what caliber saying? Goes through two people?
What caliber goes through people?
What do you mean caliber? Like, what do you mean?
Ah, never mind. They probably don't know. Because, like, don't give them ideas.
If you're talking about Joe Biden, a 9mm
Joe
will
Mama?
Rip
no.
out a lung.
A Chipotle burrito goes through Joe Biden. What are you talking about, bro?
I don't know about that, bro.
No stomach. Damn.
All I know is you got to have at least a level 4 plate and above.
DEFCON 3, baby.
DEFCON 3.
DEFCON 3.
So this is our third one, right?
Yeah.
So this is 2, 4, 6. So we had 6 beers pretty much, because these are pretty much 2.
Yeah, dude.
So basically, it's that 12-pack I always bring.
Yeah. I feel so wasted right now.
Oh, yes, you are.
You had 4 right now.
Did I?
Yeah, you had 2.
How do you know his first one isn't drunk all the way?
Shut up, bro. Why did you say, hey, don't touch him.
Come on,
No, don't touch it.
Come on,
all right, I'll put him on your hand.
Touch it. Let him touch it. Let him give it a little shake.
Oh, dude.
Wow. I was just like, bro.
It's pretty heavy, huh?
Oh, because I'm
Oh. Dang.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Have you been saving it?
Give it to me.
He's been savoring it this entire time.
Dude, I'm trying not to go to the bathroom often, right?
I actually got to go right now, so I'll be back.
You see what I'm talking about? This guy gets up like 5 times during an episode.
Bro, you're really going to go by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, why
not? Oh, don't worry. He's not by himself.
David is with him.
I got God with me, bro.
No, that's not God, buddy. That's David. That's David Cortez.
That's fine. David Cortez, you'll be with me.
What if it is the name of one of the guys, dude? What if you really did just call him out, dude? Damn, you should have said Jamal. You should have said someone really unlikely. Or Kim Wong. That's a real Mexican name, by the way.
Kim Wong.
Yeah.
I have never heard of a Mexican called Kim Wong. Well, named Kim Wong.
You haven't met enough Mexicans. That's what it is.
I literally haven't, even though I've been to the motherland.
Oh, what? You're a Boy Scout.
I've been to the motherland. What is Boy Scouts? What is being a Boy Scout?
To the motherland? What, have you been to New Mexico? What are you?
Yeah.
This is where we all come from?
I've been to Nueva Mexico.
I can't say that.
Nuevo?
No, not for free. No, I can't say can't say that for free. So what would, if you'd ever have to start your own MLM, would it be based off of like for every bullet you buy, you get 10% when you sell it to someone else? Or
no, honestly, the best way to start an MLM, best way to start an MLM is through fitness.
What, shake weights or what?
basically, bro, literally, like, because everybody's
but
like,
just shape, the ends are shaped differently than the right? normal shake weights.
No, like, honestly, like, the fastest way to start a supplement, and the fastest way to start one of those would be, like, you hire people that are already fit, and you have them push your product, and be like, yeah, I
like
literally
took
this. Yeah, literally, bro, like, and for real, because, like, you play in people's insecurities. They want. Oh man, I'm burping.
How many of you listening would buy a drink called Preference Energy?
wait.
Yeah. Only energy.
Only energy. PNR. PNR only's energy.
I feel like there's enough people out there. You would just buy a case of Only Energy for $3. You sell it for 6 to your best friends, and you keep 10%.
No, but for real though, like
90%.
The best way would have to be like either through like the beauty industry or the fitness industry.
Beauty industry is beautiful.
Is it though?
Anyways, it's beautiful because people will use anything that they think is healthy. Like I told you, when I saw people putting charcoal on their face, I'm like, yo, dude, whoever designed this product, bro.
Somebody was drunk.
Got a promotion.
Somebody was drunk. They found their barbecue pit, and they're like, yes.
John, it's your day. What do we need to present to the new? They're like, oh, man, I'm so baked.
They're like, look at like, this charcoal. First of all, you're canceled. But let's sell this product right here.
You're canceled. And here's your commission check, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
One-third of the company. Enjoy your $35 million because you're fired.
Literally.
Oh, man, it sucks.
You're fired, but let's sell it.
God, dude. That would be it, dude. The fashion industry. And the beauty.
Fashion, beauty, fitness.
Dude,
the 3 F's.
We need to cover all 3.
We do.
What do you guys think? Those for those that are still listening, for those 2 people, what do you think though? If you had a product that you had the opportunity to join in on the ground floor of, would you do it?
What if it just costs you like $20?
Oh, hell yeah. I would definitely do it. Bro, that's a
And you're like, even if it doesn't turn into anything, it's $20. I spend that on other dumb things.
Literally.
But if it does work, I'll post that.
And those dumb things are supposed to be here within 2 business days because the offer code didn't.
All right. I'll be honest, man. When I was like, long ago, when I was a wee boy, all right, not a wee girl. When I was a wee boy, I bought a pre-workout called Energy Mime, and it came from Vita Guerra.
These nuts.
So when I went to an LA Fitness Expo, Vita Guerra was in the flesh right there, and I was like, oh, my God.
In the flesh?
Yeah, she was real. So she was alive. She was there.
Okay, so.
She's still alive. Not in the flesh. But anyways, I remember when I was a kid, I went, and you couldn't take a photo with her unless you paid her $20 or you bought her pre-workout. So I was like, I'm going to buy the pre-workout. So I bought it. And I have a friend that goes by Rumo, and he bought one too.
Roomba?
Yeah, Roomba.
I'm Andrew Tate right now, so don't talk to me.
So we both. We both bought. I'm remembering the taste of it. It's so disgusting. Yeah. We bought the pre-workout, and I realized how disgusting it was. But I pretended that it worked. I was like, "Dude, I feel the energy," and I was just like on gas. I was on fumes.
You were just hyping her up.
I was hyping myself up because I was like, "Dude, I spent $45 on. I bought two of them for two different flavors, and I realized I'm never going to finish the other one because it doesn't work."
But you're so like you don't want to admit the fact that you spend your money on the dumpster. You're making it seem like it works.
Let me just say this: do you know who Vita Guerra is?
Yes.
No idea.
She's a video vixen. Basically, the girls that would be in music videos. She was very popular.
If you know any music video within the 2000s, you know her.
You know Vita Guerra. She was around. She was like Doja Cat without the singing and dancing and the talent. She was just there because she was hot back then. So Vita Guerra made a workout line because she got into yoga and fitness. And she aged, in my mind, and again, just being respectful, she aged very well. But she made this pre-workout that did not work.
Oh, man.
But it was the only way you could, you know, have a chance to take a picture. And now I'm thinking about it. When you look at the products that she launched, you needed some capital, obviously, to launch it. But once you did, it didn't take more than a couple cases for her to be, you know, profitable per, like, you know, sale.
Well, yeah, because if you spend $5,000
in 5,000, and you just put them in like plastic containers.
Yeah, if you spend $5,000 in 5,000 cans and you sell all $5,000 at $2, you literally made $10,000. So yeah, you make a profit.
I think the math is a little off, but I see what you're saying.
I'm basically saying that
you're baked. I get you.
Yeah,
but you know, there was a guy named.
You say baked?
No.
What'd you say?
There's
a guy named what?
There's a guy named Tyler One. Who's a streamer on Twitch. He has a pre-workout like catalog of stuff now. He has protein powders. He has like energy drinks. And he's making a great profit.
You gotta go. All right, guys. We're going to take a break. Just kidding. We are not going to take a break. Einstein. Hold on.
Oh, not again. Jesus.
There you go.
Talk about pre-workouts and which one you
All right, Einstein. We're going to talk about pre-workouts. So, I just literally gave it to you right now. Give that one. No, yeah, that one right there. Yeah, that one. So, the fact that you don't have your Mustang with you, you know it kills you deep down inside.
It does. It really does.
So, okay, like honest question, like have you been thinking about doing any other mods to it?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like I told you, I'm going boosted. So, I mean, I should be pushing around maybe around.
So, when you mean boosted, are you talking about turbo boosted or NOS?
So, it's going to be centrifugal setup.
Okay.
So, it's going to be a combination of a supercharger and a turbocharger because it's going to be
to get best of both worlds.
It's going to be pulley driven like a supercharger, but it needs to make it still needs to spool up like a turbo. So, it's pretty much a turbo with a belt-driven system.
So now my question would be, why not just go traditional turbo through the exhaust?
Well, the reason being is because that specific setup, the one I wanted to get, I'm looking at like around $22,000.
Right.
And they don't sell you kits. You would have to leave the car to them for them to install it. And I don't trust people.
Okay.
So I decided just to get the kit, something similar to that I'll be making similar horsepower in range, right? So
how much PSI does a centrifugal get you over an exhaust?
Well, on the low, you can go like around 8 PSI. High, you're looking at 28 PSI, right?
That's not bad at all.
And on 12, you're looking at like around 750 wheel horsepower. And 28, you're looking at well over 12, maybe 1400 horsepower, depending on, you know, if you're a built bottom end, you know, if you have a specific octane booster that you're using, like 100 octane, or using
some sort of specific E85 setup, you know.
Would you try? Have you ever thought about putting like a meth injection in your setup or no?
No, meth injection is really outdated. I'm actually shocked that you said that because meth injection is really outdated.
Because I hear a lot of people still using the meth injections. That's why I'm like.
I mean, they do because what it does is it pretty much cools down your system, right? So I mean, if E85 does the exact same cooling, if not even better, and you don't have to have a freaking case of in the back of your trunk,
right?
Just for the freaking methanol.
Because I've seen a lot of
just
people
one
still
gallon
on
is
new,
like $10.
Bro. Right, I've seen people still on new builds do the whole meth injection thing. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's really outdated. Everyone just goes with E85, get a triple fuel system, with a return style system, and call it a day. That's it.
So you still have the stock tank?
I still have a tank. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just upgrade your fuel system, you know, get a triple style return system, and that'll be eligible to run E85. And then run it, and then you'll be good.
All right. Yeah. So how much is the centrifugal that you're looking for?
Well, what I'm getting right now, all motor, I'm pushing like around 650 wheel, all motor. It's built engine. It's a 5L, 302 cubic inches. Those who are interested in. but yeah, with the booster setup, I should be around 850 wheel.
So would you think about installing a NOS system or no?
Not NAS. I don't like messing with NAS.
Why not?
NAS is cheap power.
Well, it is, but it's still it's power.
It's power, but it's cheap power.
But it's still power.
You'll get called out with it. That's why.
Right? But it's still power, bro.
It's still power, but you're gonna get called out on it though.
But does it matter though? Like, it just matters the fact that you get to point A to point B faster than the other person.
It does, but you can literally blow up your engine with it. That's the reason why many don't mess with it. If you're going boosted, just stick with boosted. Don't go boosted and NAS. All
right.
Those who go with boosted and NAS, those are people that have like a straight up built block, built forged pistons, built rods, everything. Trans, built everything. They got a freaking dog box transmission, right? That their engines are, you know, eligible to handle up to 4,000 horsepower.
And so now, when you say that your triple system for your fuel, like, is that did you switch out the pump?
Everything,
right?
Literally everything. It's four innovations. It comes with the full entire system. It comes with the filter, the fuel lines, pretty much everything. The full lines, everything, and the fuel pumps.
The injectors too, as well.
It's a quad fuel pump, so each pump is gonna have two dual pumps on it, so it equals to four, which is quad. So yeah, you'll easily be able to run E85. It's enough to push E85 on low PSI, but now you need to make the calculations if your engine is actually eligible to even push that out. But going back here, now Mr. Z is back. All right, Mr.
Don't,
Z.
Don't give him any attention. That's
have you guys ever
wants.
Peed your pants when you're on there?
Where?
Never mind. Hey, so what did I miss? What were you guys talking
about? We're just talking about cars right now.
Yeah, it's something that you're not interested in.
Yeah, none of the stuff.
And your Mustang.
There. Yeah, none of your EV crap.
You know what is?
None of your, like, oh, I put in a new Duracell battery in here.
First of all, Duracell batteries are not a good brand.
Second, Duracell's pretty good. What are you talking
Duracell
about?
Duracell is really good. What are you talking about?
Oh, you guys bought into the bunny hype. Oh, no, sorry, right.
Bro, I don't even know.
I can tell you from experience that when my girlfriend puts a triple A.
All right. You're right.
I'm in a double A Duracell.
Although, you would probably do rechargeable batteries. You'd probably be better off.
No. Actually,
think about the environment. You monster.
I don't give a shit about the environment.
Oh.
Oh wait, damn it! I'm canceled. Bye. Imagine, imagine if you get canceled and you're like Thanos. You just like turn into dust.
That would be crazy.
That would be cool. Just getting canceled like that. Anyways, come on.
Where would you go if you just turn into dust?
Into the environment, bro.
you become a man of the environment. Yeah. Is that what happens? Boy, you or something else. What? Black screen?
Black screen.
Oh my bad. There we go.
There you go.
Are you trying to show off your cool wallpaper?
I'm trying to show a monster, cool wallpaper. Monster wrapper.
Yeah.
Gator.
This is an episode full of events. MLM, we didn't get to it. Here's some questions
you should ask. We literally did.
We should ask. Here's some questions.
I got you.
Here's some questions you should think of if you want to think about your company.
I got you.
Or if you ever consider whether or not your company is an MLM.
You just threw a nut at him?
I did.
Number one, did you have to pay money to be a part of your organization? Maybe it's an MLM.
Number two, do you have to show an adult where they interviewed you at?
No, that's in Hollywood. That's different.
Oh, okay.
You mean that's Bollywood?
Bing, 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 bing.
I'm sorry.
It's so good. It's funny because it's
that's so bad,
damn, bro. You wasted a corn nut. I hope you know that. Like,
you can still eat it.
No,
I gave
I
it to you, bro.
I can't, dude.
Eat his nut,
dude. That corn nut has fallen away from where I could possibly.
It's right there next to the cords.
Come on, you have no proof.
Eat
anyways,
I will
upload the picture on Instagram.
Eat
okay.
my nut.
Does, you might not, man. If your company asked for you to pay in order to work for them, probably an MLM. Two, if all their earnings are not publicly available, possibly an MLM. Three, if you go to their webpage and it looks like it was designed on WordPress from the last like 3 minutes, it's probably an MLM. If you look at their follower accounts on all their social medias and it shows 10 or 11, it was started last month.
It's maybe, most likely it's an MLM.
Maybe it's an MLM. Or maybe you're purchasing some NFTs, which is also another form of MLM.
Could, yeah, exactly.
So to stop MLMs from becoming so prevalent.
Did you notice how if NFTs was such like the biggest thing ever that you don't hear about it anymore? And it's all because somebody just made different versions of a freaking
They made
monkey.
Too many. Yeah.
No. Yeah, like you so, just don't hear
well,
about
that,
them anymore.
That's the most legitimate of all the NFTs. You're talking about the Bored Ape thing.
Yeah, Bored Ape group.
They're still around. They're the most like legitimate, solid.
Yeah, but
out of
they're
all
still not worth shit.
Well, I can't fight that. That's kind of true. their price went down. A lot of people bought like some for like hundreds of millions, and now they're looking at their investment going, my wife is right.
my wife is right. My wife sleeping with that other person.
Man, that trainer with that was selling his own protein shakes in the gym.
I deserve being cheated on today. Like just looking at the fact that you spent millions of dollars on a freaking monkey and it's worth like $2.
Ping chilling.
A man who can't make money is the same thing as a broken hand.
I don't know about that.
He ain't good for nothing. It ain't good for nothing.
I think
if you put a hole in their hand, then it's.
Whoa.
You're right, actually. You're pretty right.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, four Modelo's in. You become a very creative guy. Look at you, dude. I didn't know that about you.
Bro, you can make money. Like, there's easy ways to make money.
Taco style.
Yeah, man, $50.
Why do you change your voice, though?
The Beavis and Butthead voice, dude.
Your hand broken, not your vocal cord.
Maybe because he's using other items. Who knows, dude? You got to get creative, dude. I like the strolls down memory lane sometimes because it makes you realize how much things have changed and how much things have gotten better, and then also realize things are kind of shitty sometimes. But, I mean, we don't have ringback tones, so that's good. Now we just have the cartel running loose. But which one's worse? What would you rather have, pay $6 for a song or worry about your visit to Mexico being your last visit anywhere? I'll take
Could
not having
both.
To worry about the ringback tones.
Could be both.
Well, I mean, unless they call you up and they have a ring back done, you're like, hey, I remember that. And just like, what'd you say? So, well, why do you pronounce things that way? Like, this is a chilada.
Oh, weren't you going to call him out? Weren't you going to call him out?
Cerveza?
No, not on that. Not on that.
Cerveza, look. Cerveza Modelo chilada is special. Is special. Special. E special.
Bro, weren't you going to call him out?
EA Sports.
Cerveza Modelo Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay, guys, this guy literally be talking Spanish the entire time, and magically, when we get on the podcast, he literally starts to pronounce
first
stuff
of all
really bad.
I thank
almost
you.
As,
I really hope I can learn.
Almost as if he's American.
According to my birth certificate. According to
just
my birth certificate.
Because you're born in the U.S. United States, as United States, it does not make you a U.S. citizen. I'm kidding.
Actually, that's exactly how you.
I think that's kind of the definition.
That's the definition of an American citizen.
I'm kidding. Yeah, of course it does.
Just because you were born here doesn't mean you are.
Just because it says you're American.
Just because it says you're American, you're not American. I'm kidding.
And you're fully recognized by America.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. Look, Jesse.
I know some people that were born in Mexico that speak perfect English and no Spanish.
This guy speaks fluently Española, and he be saying chamoya, vicoya.
I never say chamoya.
Chelada.
Do you speak Spanglish or do you speak proper Spanish?
He would say enchilada instead of chelada. He would say modelo instead of modala.
So usually, because like when I talk to people, like I mimic their Spanish. Like so if they talk Spanglish, I talk Spanglish. If they talk proper, I talk proper. So if they talk fast, I try to keep up.
Speak proper Spanish.
So if I start to be like, oye, coño, esta cosa está muy buena. ¿Qué usted qué opina?
That's hella sounds Cuban.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not Cuban. That's Puerto Rican.
Would you
How
to,
dare you?
Would I'm you be able to keep up them. Is what I'm saying. Would you mimic that back?
I wouldn't try to mimic that. I'm not gonna try to mimic your style.
Accent, your
I'm
accent.
Trying to mimic like your style of speaking.
Okay. So
like,
it
in
is
other
your
words,
style.
Like,
wait,
no, like the words you use, like, Like if you use if you use parquea instead of estacionar, you know, like I copy you and say parquea. If you say laquear instead of enllavar, you know.
Is it estacionar or is it estacionar?
This guy.
I don't know which one it is because I hear people say both. I don't know which one's the right one.
I don't know, man. You're Mexican. You should be able to say it.
I'm not Mexican. First,
if you say libreta instead of cuaderno.
I'm American, first of all.
No, you're not.
Second of all.
You're born in the United States, but does that
That's mean, American.
You're born in the United States. You are a U.S. citizen.
I remember when
but
I
that does okay. not make you a full-on 100% American.
When I was young,
your
ancestors, there was a girl who was...
Your mom and dad are from... Your mom is Mexican. Your dad is Spaniard. You are not full-on
There was a girl from Salvador,
American.
Right? You know what she used to say?
What?
I am half Salvadorian, half American.
Wow, look at the time it is.
And half Los Angeles.
Look at the time it is, guys.
First of all, that's three halves. That doesn't work that way.
8:27.
Hold on. According to this, we need 20 more to this. Listen, when someone says, when she used to say, I'm half Salvadorian.
I think this guy's embarrassed being a Mexican, bro.
Half Salvadorian.
I can see it.
Yeah, I think he's embarrassed of being Mexican.
You're not even listening to the example.
Listen to his three halves example, okay?
She said that. She was proud of it. And I'm like, I don't think you understand.
That's the same people that say, I did a 360 to turn my life. Back in the same point where you started.
Her ethnicity is Salvadorian. But her nationality is American. Mm-hmm. She didn't understand the difference between it. Just like you're having a difficult time understanding. My ethnicity is half Mexican, half Spanish.
Exactly.
My nationality I'm American.
And you dead ass speak it.
His nationality.
Right. No, you wouldn't.
His
mean
nationality right. is him cosplaying as a ghost with a bedsheet.
This dude is literally pretending to be one. But
what are you talking about? I don't. Okay, go ahead. Clear.
What do you mean? Pretending?
Mention it.
Do you want me to play a video of you talking in Spanish right here on the freaking microphone for everyone to hear? Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
Okay, never mind.
Go.
Never mind.
I'll
expose this guy.
Como se dice what?
There you go. There you go.
I know you're gonna say something like that.
See, your own wife is texting me, telling me to shut up. Yeah. Exactly. So. Let's just move on.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean though, because like, yeah, I'm American, but I have a shit ton of bloods in me that like, it's all about the bloods.
Bro, I'm Mongolian too. I have Mongolian beef.
I think everybody has Mongolian in them.
Thanks to our Lord and Savior.
I'm half illegal.
But your nationality is really like the one you were born into, and then you can have additional nationalities, right? Because you can become a citizen somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But your main one is the one you were born in.
Yeah.
You were born here.
Yeah.
You were also born here.
Yeah, like I'm saying,
so your first loyalty, your first nationality
yes,
is
Yes, I
here.
Was. Yes, I was.
So I'm half illegal. I'm half illegal. Then I am native, Spaniard, and Irish.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a very conflicting day, huh?
Like, yeah, I had to celebrate.
One half of you
I
was
had
happy.
To celebrate the genocide
wow,
of my
I can't
people.
We had all these drinks.
And it was really good.
Jesus Christ, look at all these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's literally 7 drinks.
Oh, Lord, put them on the table, man. Put them on the table.
Get a photo of this.
I thought they were supposed to be for later, no?
I left those in the car for us.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
Wow. So what do you think?
What do I think of what?
Is it? Because I know some people like, okay, Void, our third co-host that isn't here today.
That can't defend himself. That's why we're talking shit.
Yeah. He's pronounced his name the way it was in his mother tongue. In the language that his family understands.
Russian, mother tongue.
Absolutely. So when he spoke English, I told him, hey, you know, there's also a way to pronounce it in English.
How about you just say Jesus and Jesus right now because we can't expose his real name.
Because Jesus is how you would say his, Jesus.
Jesus?
Right? Jesus is
Jesus
in English. Jesus. But nobody likes saying that because it's so uncomfortable. So they'd rather just say the Spanish version of it.
Jesus.
Right?
Did you hear not too long ago there was a court where, this pissing me off. That there was a this mother named their son Messiah, and there's this court that forced the mother to change the child's name from Messiah to something else because, and I quote, there is only one Messiah in the universe.
Oh, that's not true.
No, I'm being for real. There literally was a court case about
that. That's not real. Is it real?
I guarantee you, yep.
How could they decide what
they
name
did
to
it,
your...
but then obviously they had a... They,
Unless your she, name is like, fuck the government or something. Like, that makes sense why they would be like, hey.
No, she did it, but it was overruled. They went to the Supreme Court of that state right there, but it was turned down. They're like, no, you can't tell somebody they can't name their son, their child this or that.
Oh, you got to start with that. Dude. You made it sound like it was definite. Like
No, because she did it. So it was done, but then it was overruled. It was It was.
She went to a higher court.
Yeah, because you can't do that. You can't. Anyways.
What state was that?
Let me look for it.
Allegedly.
Go ahead. Talk about yourself.
So I want to learn how to speak Spanish, and I want to learn how to speak other languages too one day. So then one day I can visit other parts of the world.
For real, man. That would be great. That would be very fascinating, procrastinating. Yeah.
What languages would you want to speak other than English?
I wish I could be fluent.
I spell Messiah.
Wow.
M-E-S-S-I-A-H.
M-E-S-S-I.
Yeah. It's with an E. It's not with an A. Because some people say Messiah, but it's Messiah.
It's Messiah.
Like messenger.
Brother Matthias, you know, he would say Matthias, not
Messiah. Tennessee judge who voted Messiah as baby's name is fired.
There you go, it's Tennessee.
Let's see. An East Tennessee magistrate, whatever, has been replaced after ordering a baby's name changed from Messiah to Martin because she believes Messiah is a title held only by Jesus Christ. Boom. Lou Ann Blavu? Was a child support something, serving the pleasure of chief judge of.
Wait, what's the name of this judge? What's the name again?
Lou Ann B A L L E U.
Lou Lan B L L U E.
Balu, an attorney, still faces March 3rd hearing
with the name Balu
on accusations that her order to change Messiah's name violated Tennessee's code of judicial conduct.
Well, I'm sure she's gonna have fun working at, you know, Trader Joe's or Family Dollar from now on.
And you're over here telling me that's not a real court case, bro? It is real because it pissed me the hell off because freaking Big Brother is telling you what you can't.
I asked if that was real. I didn't say it was.
You said, and you said it couldn't be real.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. You're right.
Circumference.
Yeah, so that's Big Brother telling you what you can and cannot name your
you definitely don't try to name him Messiah better than Messiah. Don't do that.
Better than Messiah? I can't believe it's not Messiah.
My Messiah will
guess. Messias.
Big Butter Jesus.
Don't name him first name
can't
Christian.
Can't believe it's not.
First name Christian. Juan. Last name Messiah.
Mi nombre es Juan.
Number one Messiah. Well, man, your Spanish is pretty good, dude.
Sí, cuando yo hablo español, yo me salgo como el Juan.
So you're talking shit on Void?
Sí, amigo.
His name. His name has an English direct pronunciation.
Nosotros somos de México y nosotros venimos a trabajar muy buen trabajo aquí.
Dude, man, that's pretty good, dude. It's almost like you're native or something.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like that, dude.
Thank you. Gator.
You ever heard English post-punk music? Because it sounds like that, but but just a little bit more beats in the background.
Is that what we were playing earlier?
That's post-punk, dude.
Es post-punk.
For those out there, post-punk.
Post-punky?
It's a taste of music.
¿Qué es eso?
It's not even a taste.
¿Pero ustedes de qué son?
It doesn't taste like
it's
anything.
It's a genre.
I'll be the Spanish translator for those that are Spanish-speaking. I'll be the English translator. Go ahead.
How would you say that bottle right there?
¿Qué botella estás hablando?
It says Estrella Jalisco.
Se dice Estrella Jalisco.
But there's no
so
H.
If we say something in Spanish, you got to translate it in English?
No. Like, stuff that you want me to translate.
Yeah, but you say that you're translating. So if we're talking English, you translate it in Spanish. But if we say a Spanish word, you translate it in Spanish or you translate it in English?
I'll translate right back to English.
Jay Lee's.
I'm just kidding. That'd be stupid.
It has clamato.
Clamato. Se dice clamato, amigo, eh? Si no te vamos a poner, no
pasa. Se dice clamato, pinche güero.
Pinche güero.
Tropical chamoy.
Pinchilín, eh?
Michael Lada.
Michael Lada. Wow.
Michelle Lada.
This is just chelada. Se dice chelada, eh? No, michelada.
Why did they choose chelada as like the way of saying it? Doesn't make sense.
The only reason they're saying that is because it's a short term for people like you that don't know how to pronounce it. So yeah, they would say chelada instead of michelada.
My chelada.
Yeah, see, you're saying an enchilada, bro. This ain't no freaking enchilada. You ain't eating a
It says chilada.
You're not eating an enchilada, bro.
Michael Che,
sir, don't cut me off, sir. This is not a enchilada. This is chelada. Read it. I'm going to read it.
There's no apostrophe over the E. It just says chelada.
Che. Okay.
Lada.
La.
Later, technically. Chi later. But I'm going to say lada because you said lada. Good.
Che
later
la da.
Where's the apostrophes? There's no apostrophes. It's just che later.
It's because in Spanish you don't. You just you know where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
We were not able to afford that type of stuff like you guys have over here. So
I know how to read a few of the things.
Nah.
It says
you would be able to say it.
Con like calm
like DEFCON 4.
Con okay. Lowe's like Los Angeles. Lowe's Sabres.
Refresh Cante.
So it's saying con los sabores refrescantes.
Tomate. Sal and limon.
Sal y limón. So it's saying with very refreshing. How do you say sabores in English, man? I don't even know how to say that. Sabores.
Yeah, you're the expert, dude. I'm just following. I don't
That's
know.
That's true. I am the expert. So sabores, the way you say that in English is.
Sabers.
No, it's not.
It's sabers.
Flavors. Flavors.
Oh, flavors.
So you say with flavors in very refreshing flavors of tomato and salt and lime. But yeah, that's what he's trying to pronounce there. Anyways.
Interesting, dude. I wonder when. Did you take lessons to speak Spanish or how did you learn to speak Spanish?
No, because both of my parents, since they're Mexicans, they actually taught me like they should have, you know? So, yeah.
What do you mean they should have?
Yeah.
I know a lot of Hispanic people don't speak Spanish at all.
Unfortunately, yeah, because they're too lazy.
Mom gets mad if she hears me talking to my kids.
The parents were too lazy to teach their kids, so yeah, unfortunately,
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why is that bad? That's not bad.
Of course that's a bad thing.
Why?
Imagine you're English, right? Uh-huh. You're from America, and you go to Mexico, and you don't even bother teaching your kid American because you're in Mexico. How would you feel about that?
There is no American language.
You would be surprised.
Boom.
The people that make hella money in Mexico are people that actually speak English.
English is a language, but not American.
English. That's why I said, if you're born.
Have you been to the South? I think American is a language.
That's redneck. That's different.
I said,
that's redneck.
I said, if you're born.
If you just start talking and you just hear like a banjo in the background,
well,
I think you're American.
I told this dude, if you're born in America, not if American language. No, I said, if you're born in America, that's in English. You know what that is. It's common sense.
Well, English is a language, not common sense. People don't have common sense. I mean, some people do. Not everybody does.
All right.
Yeah.
Warning.
Yeah.
So this podcast isn't going great.
You're saying if an American family moves to, let's say, Australia. No, that's not a good example. They speak English there too. What if they move to
We should have asked
Germany.
Our Australian guest, like, how does it feel being born, or how does it feel being in a nation where it was founded by prisoners?
How do you feel being our backup, huh? The backup to our country, except you have
Gator. For reals.
I would like to learn Spanish properly someday.
This guy does know how to. I don't know why he's being. Wow.
I know some proper Spanish. I can't. There's just words that
I admire people that speak another language because it's very difficult to do that.
I would love to speak another language. I would love to speak another language. Like I think the one where I would like to learn is Mandarin.
Mandarin is. Oh, you want to be like John Cena? Huh? You want to be able to.
No, Mandarin is like. What is Mandarin? Is like the like. He's the third or fourth.
It's the language, the most basic form of like Chinese, I guess. Mandarin.
Yeah, but it's like the fourth largest language or something, like most spoken language, right?
Ooh, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like the second or third.
Yeah, something like that. That's why. Like, why not learn a most common spoken language? Like, English is obviously like number one, you know, because when you go to board meetings, like they all talk English or whatever like that, you know. So I think it's English, and then I don't know. Illegal would be like somewhere like number three or four or something like that, you know. I would like to learn a nationally spoken language.
I feel like if I can understand full on Korean and Japanese, that would be great because there's very, very, very good opportunity that you can get within the U.S. that pays.
But if I want my girlfriend to like love me more, I think I would learn how to speak like French or have
Italiano
a French accent or something
she
like that. I don't
understand
know,
you,
like
but you're cussing her out. you're all being patient and loving.
I'd be like la baguette. Le she's like, oh yeah.
I'm going to get this Italian bread. Mamma mia.
You just learn how to do it.
yeah.
Oh, bibi, the water park.
A bibidi boop.
They're gonna be like pinche. Fita. What does that mean?
What if you don't learn how to speak
flatbread
Italian, but you just learn how to make everything sound like you speak?
You just
stuff.
Do this.
You just do that. Yeah, exactly. You just do a little pinching.
There's no toilet paper in the bathroom. How would you say it?
There's no toilet paper. Mamma mia. It's like,
I wipe my ass with my own hand. I had to wash.
There's no toilet paper. There's no olive oil. Mamma mia.
Boy, our accents are so bad.
that's completely fine. We never say we're voice actors.
Man, they ain't that bad. They ain't that bad. Come on.
Your voice is pretty good. But that's different, though. You're a voice actor, but without being a voice actor.
They ain't that bad, man.
That would be the career. One day when you look back in life, the two mistakes you're going to make is, one, you didn't sue Chase for cutting you up when
Porca
you were a kid.
Vaca.
You didn't sue them. And two, you didn't become a voice actor.
For real.
Those are the two things you messed up in life.
I did not sue
so
Chase.
Far.
JP Morgan, man. I didn't sue you, pretty much. I didn't sue you.
I mean, I would have.
Should have.
I would have shut you down if it was.
I would.
Who was it? An immigrant kid. I know how to deal with this problem. JP Morgan knew how to deal with it.
See, that's literally all you had to do right there, and then you're automatically Italian. Hold on, you'll see it right now. Oh, God. This is like this automatically makes you Italian right here. Ready? Ready? What? Right here. Look, right there. That makes you Italian. That's all you had to do right there.
Boom.
And it's Beretta, by the way. So boom, it's Italian. So yeah.
It's boom.
You can't even have Beretta bread.
What?
All right, guys. I think
this is it.
I think this is all. Yeah. You know what though?
Learn so how to. You speak, ending the episode now?
Learn how
for
to speak,
real for once.
I will say, learn how to speak Spanish. It's very useful. I will be in that boat with you, learning Spanish. Hopefully, I can
English
blend in.
That's homie. That's what you gotta buy.
Well, that is it for today, guys.
They say I don't have
Thank
a...
Thank you wait, so wait, much.
Wait.
When someone doesn't speak another language, especially Spanish, they say you don't have a new pal. So you have a new pal in your forehead or something. I don't know what that means, but they like to say that a lot whenever I tell them I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, because you look Mexican is what they're telling you, and you don't speak Spanish. But anyways, that is it for today, guys. Thank you so much for
Invest in our
us.
Bitcoin. We're going to make lots of money together.
Exactly.
We're going to be the greatest company to ever exist.
We're going to be
we're
the
best.
Next Emporio Global.
50 things that we're the best at. This is one of them.
Exactly. Are you sad that I control the outro music and I'm not playing it?
I'm sorry?
Just like that, guys.
Just like that.
Thanks for listening to the episode of Purposes and References.
Let's get it going.
The demonic here.
All right.
Catch us on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you guys listen to the episode.
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
He's like, shut up. I'm doing the outro, not you.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Shut up.
Here. What time? I don't even know. We don't even got a time.
We don't have a time, but just Friday. If you're on the Wisdom app, you're going to get the notification.
Hey, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram.
You guys don't even have a Twitter. What are you talking about?
We do have a Twitter.
Oh, you got one now?
The link's on the description that we never put.
It's always in the description. You guys can find it.
Exactly.
Find us on Spotify.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.